So Zay Flowers has taken probably what, a dozen, half a dozen visits to other NFL programs to check out before he in an interview before he enters into the NFL draft. On Wednesday, he gets one that would be an absolute dreamboat for him to land at. We'll get into what that would mean. We're going to look at one player that's entering the transfer portal and a couple names BC might be looking at as well. We'll get into all of that on today's show.
You are Locked On Boston College, your daily podcast on the Boston College Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is Locked On Boston College. I'm your host, AJ Black. Where are my everydayers at? I hope you are part of that crew. That's our group that listens to Locked On BC every single day. I hope you're part of it. And I'd love for you to become a everydayer here at Locked On BC. We got a lot to talk to, so let's just dive right in. I don't want to even get into the other stuff. Zay Flowers. He's going to be special no matter where he goes. We've seen him at BC. We saw what he could do, the special things he could do. And I think any BC fan that has watched him over the last 4 years knows how the ability that he has, the mentality that he has, is going to be something that's going to bring it's going to go to another level when he gets to the NFL. Because, you know, even with a team that went 3-9 last year, this is a guy that balled out all year long. And I got really excited. You know, they get the NFL draftees get a chance to go and meet with different teams. They get to get interviews, do workouts, whatever they want. You know, some of them, Zay's been to the Giants, the Ravens, the Titans, the Cowboys. And yeah, that's fine. I think he went to the Patriots too. But one team interviewed him and brought him down on Wednesday that caught my eye. And it's something that Mitch Wolf brought up on our show a couple weeks ago. And that is the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, why is this exciting? So he went down there and he worked out with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, who is now a two-time NFL Super Bowl champion, probably the face of the league at this point, the best quarterback out there. I can't undersell how big of a deal it would be for Zay Flowers to head to Kansas City. And it would be a match for both of them because Kansas City, they won the Super Bowl last year with Juju Smith-Schuster and Travis Kelce, who's obviously the best tight end in the game right now. But their wide receiver core was mix and match. And you can do that with Patrick Mahomes. But what takes Kansas City to another level is when they have a upper echelon wide receiver. When they had a Tyreek Hill. And credit to Kansas City for selling him off for some really good parts. I'm not saying that Zay Flowers is going to be Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is a very special talent. But man, can you imagine what Zay would be like in that offense? He wouldn't have to be that guy as a rookie. But man, when you have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, who he was working out with today, throwing him the ball, moving around in that pocket, doing all the things that he can do while Zay is running around, getting himself open, rookie of the year. Absolutely. There's no, I would argue right away that he'd be the favorite to be rookie of the year right away because he's going to get in there. Maybe he'll play the slot. Maybe he'll play outside. I don't know if it doesn't even matter. When Patrick Mahomes does his magician stuff where he's running around, just think of what Zay, what you know, what he can do with his ability and to move on the fly, to cut and do all that kind of stuff. He's going to have major big plays. He's going to be explosive right off the bat. Folks, as a New England Patriots fan, if you listen to my voice, you know I'm from Massachusetts. I'm Massachusetts dying through and through. I've never denied that. I'm a BC guy. I love the Red Sox and the Patriots and all that good stuff. Nothing scares me more as a Patriots fan, just taking it myself out from the neutral, boring, objective media person, than Zay Flowers on the Chiefs, because that is a weapon that would immediately give the Chiefs another level. Like he would just add in more to that offense. And I don't know how a team like the Patriots, a team like the Bills, would be able to stop him. You know, there's teams that could draft Zay, like a team like the Giants. The Giants had him in for a visit. They've wined and dined him, I'm sure. That would be fine. But is that the best fit for Zay? Probably not. It would be fine. Again, it's fine. Wherever he's going to land, he's going to be successful, I think. But heading to the Chiefs, my goodness, that's going to get Zay into national talk right away, because you're going to turn on your TV because the Chiefs are always on there right now, just like the Patriots used to be. And they deserve to be, because they're the champions. They're the team that's, you know, the ones everyone has to knock down. You're going to see on that TV, the national spotlight would be on Zay Flowers. That's a cool thing. That is really something I think that, I mean, I'm saying it right now. If Zay gets to the Chiefs, that would be a dream for both of them. Now, the bigger question is, will Zay get that far? There's a lot of teams that are looking at him, I'm sure, and saying, we need to get this guy. Will he go down to, was it 31? Because there's a forfeited pick in there. I'm not sure he'll get that low. But maybe the Chiefs have some draft capital, I believe. Maybe they'll just trade up and try to get him. The over-under right now for Zay, I believe Mitch was telling me, was 22 or 24. That's well before where the Chiefs are going to draft. So, I don't know. On one hand, as a neutral observer, someone who's covered BC, who's talked to Zay, who's interviewed Zay, having him go to the Chiefs, I would love to see him do that. I just think he would become everything that BC fans expect him to be on a national scale. But on the other hand, as a Pats fan, as someone, you know, just not who does not root for the Chiefs, I'm scared crapless of that. You know, I don't know if I want to see that happen. So that's my thoughts on that. Now, in a second, we're going to go into the current team. There was some news today about a BC player, their top recruit in the class of 23, entering the transfer portal. I'm going to tell you what I know, and I'm going to tell you about what's going on with this situation so you get everything you need to know and get the accurate information on this situation. I'll get into that in just a moment. Now, I got something exciting to tell you about. Something exciting is coming to Built.com on April 22nd. Now, I don't have all the details yet, but the excitement is real, and it's something you won't want to miss. Now, if you know how Built works, they have the most incredible protein bars in the world, and they do these amazing flavor drops with unreal flavors in limited quantities. And as I said, they're 100% covered in chocolate. They are something I love to grab and go when I'm, you know, heading to a press conference or doing work. A Built Bar is the thing I go to the most. So what I want you to do, I want you to mark your calendars and head to Built.com on Saturday, April 22nd. That's 3 days away, to be one of the first to discover what all this hype is about. I can't wait to see what this new flavor is. So make sure to use your promo code LOCKEDON15. Again, LOCKEDON15, and you're going to get 15% off your order. And man, we'll be all there on Saturday to check out it on Built.com. This is Locked On BC, AJ Black. Now, BC Twitter world and the media world was a buzz on Wednesday morning. When I break news, I take the credit for it. I broke this story, okay? That 2023 defensive back and early enrollee, Sean Battle out of Newman Garrity, Pennsylvania, has entered the transfer portal. Now, transfer portal news happens all the time. We've seen Finn Durstein and Jalen Gill and Josh DeBerry, all of these guys have entered the transfer portal. And, you know, some of them might, as someone who just follows the team, might say, oh, that stinks. I loved watching that guy play. Sean Battle, you haven't seen play. He didn't play at the spring game. I think he was in street clothes. And he was a true freshman. He was gray shirting this year. Now, he was the top recruit. Now, BC had no 4 stars, according to 247sports.com. But their average rating was higher than even in years past when they did have 4 stars. But Battle was the top recruit. Now, of course, when news like this happens, Boston College Nation gets worried. And by worried, I mean they freak out on social media. They get angry on the boards. They do everything that any good college sports fan base would do. And I don't blame them. That's what fans do, right? They overreact. Now, here's the deal. I've seen a lot of guesses on why he's decommitting or transferring. I saw folks saying, oh, they just took 2 months of seeing the coaching staff and that was all it took. Or he just knew that this program's not going in the right direction. Folks, it had nothing to do with that. So if you are thinking, right, like this is the reason why, what I've heard is not that. Okay. What I've heard is that it's a challenge, right? Like some guys get to college and it's just not the right fit. For the benefit of both parties, it's best that they move on. And that's what I'm going to leave it at, right? It just didn't work out. Okay. It was a tougher transition to college, and Battle and the school decided just to enter the transfer portal and find a better fit for him. That is not a condemnation of Jeff Hafley. Okay. That's not a condemnation of this staff. It's more so just kind of the stuff that happens. And yeah, you'd probably hope that the staff can figure that out before they get on campus. But there's only so much you can get in Gardner from meeting a kid, seeing tape, talking to their coaching staff, their high school coach, and getting that information. So, you know, there's going to be guys that transfer because they're, you know, maybe they don't like the way the program is moving. This is not one of those situations. Okay. This is not why Sean Battle left. And I want to jump ahead of that from what I've heard. Okay. And you guys can believe what you want to believe, but I've talked to people, I've got my sources. What I've talked to is that it's not that. Okay. But it still stings, right? This is still a tough situation. When you have a guy, and I believe Mitch and I both had him as one of the top recruits BC landed and someone to watch for because he was an early enrollee. Like Jeff Hafley loves to get these guys in and get them going. You saw Amari Jackson and CJ Burton in years past come in early and contribute early. So Sean Battle, once you lost, you know, Burton and Josh DeBerry, you expected that maybe he would be one of those guys that jumps in, and it didn't work out. But that's the thing with recruiting. Sometimes things just don't work out. And so that's where I want to leave that with. You know, I think there's reason to be critical of the staff. You can be critical of the staff with the stuff that you know about. Like you can say like last year, right, that you expected that their offensive line shouldn't have, even with 4 guys graduating, you expected them to be better than what they were at. That's a fair assessment. You can criticize the staff on this, but I'm just saying when it's not what the real, you gotta be more careful with folks, I see folks out there just lobbing hand grenades at the staff on this stuff. It's not what you think it is with this. Okay. So, you know, I'm not defending the staff. I'm just telling you what I know. This is a tough loss for BC. Sean Battle, I was hoping would be more of a contributor, but it just didn't work out. And we'll see where he ends up landing. This is a kid with a Final Five that included Virginia Tech, Penn State, and some BC and some other schools. There may be teams that might want to try it again and see if it fits. It just didn't work at BC. Now, in terms of the transfer portal as well, Josh DeBerry has been a name that we've been watching for, and he landed at a school on Tuesday night. He is now going to join the Texas A&M Aggies. He's joining Steve Addazio back in College Station.
A
couple years ago, DeBerry looked like he was going to be a guy that was going to be a, you know, NFL draft pick. After last year, you looked at his grades on Pro Football Focus, just didn't seem to work out. Maybe a new situation will help him out. Texas A&M is going to be a tough situation, though. You're playing SEC football now in front of 110,000 people in that crazy stadium. It'll be interesting to see what he turns into. You know, maybe he'll be successful, and that'll be great. I'd love to see him be successful. But in our final segment, I'm going to look at two new names that you're going to want to watch for in the transfer portal. I'll break you a new name that you probably even haven't even heard of yet that may be coming to BC. We'll look at that in just a moment. This is Locked On BC. I am your host, AJ Black. For our everydayers, thank you all so much. And for those of you, last I checked, let me pull up. I'm right here. I'm pulling up my phone, and I'm going to look and tell you how close we are at to 1,000 subscribers. We are 17 away. 17. Folks, you guys are awesome. And if you have not done so already, subscribe right now. Go over to Locked On BC. Hit that subscribe button. When Sean Battle transferred, I had a little quick blurb up there. When I can't do a full episode, I'm going to the YouTube and putting up 1-minute reactions right off the bat. So if you want to get more content, head over to our YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, and hit the bell so you know when I go live. Okay? All right. Wrapping this up. This is to get away from the bad news. Let's get into the positives here, folks. And I have told you that I expect BC to be looking at depth in the transfer portal in this second session that just opened up on April 15th. Now, those first couple days, I expected BC, and I think I'm correct in my assessment, that they were going to go in and start to evaluate those players that are in the portal. It's been a quieter portal than I expected right off the bat. And so I wonder how many of the guys that are entering the portal are actually going to be Power 5 level players, right? Some of these, I'm myself, when I look at that, and I don't see the numbers popping up as that I expected just like after the end of the season when it was like a tsunami of players. You know, there may be more, I don't want to say red flags, but guys that may not fit what you're trying to do because, you know, they either weren't good enough to make the starting roster, they had issues, you know, there's all sorts of reasons why. But there's two names of guys that have popped up already, and I want to get into each one so you know some of the players BC is looking at and get a better idea of maybe some of the positions BC is looking at in the transfer portal. Now, the first name is the guy on your screen right now, and that is Caleb Jones, who is a defensive tackle at North Carolina A&T. So he was there with Bishon Tootin, who is another. I don't know what BC's connection is with the NC A&T. It's a weird school for BC to be connected with just because there's no like connection, but clearly there is. This is a defensive tackle. He's a sophomore defensive tackle. He's 6'1", 315 pounds. So we saw in the spring game, Owen Stoudemire, Nigel Tate, I'm sure there's Ty Clemens. There was a couple defensive tackles out, and I don't know what their injury status is. BC's pretty quiet about that kind of stuff, right? Maybe they're looking for depth there. Caleb Jones would definitely fill that. He hasn't played all that much. He played only one game last year, but he has the academic background that would fit at BC, and he's going to be on for an official visit this week, coming up soon. So BC it's not just an offer. This is a kid that BC is going to bring on the campus to check out. Again, depth piece. This is not like a guy that is going to light things up, but like, instead of having to fill in, if you have injuries, some other guy or not have the guys to fill it in, Caleb Jones may be able to do that. So I think that's an interesting one to watch for. Again, it's not a huge name to watch for, but it's still, you know, someone that has played a little bit. So that's one. The other name to watch for, it has been more public. Caleb Jones is, if you're listening to this, you probably wouldn't even know that he has been offered. But the other name is Darius Lassiter, a junior wide receiver out of Eastern Michigan. Now, he has 40 catches for 471 yards and 4 touchdowns last year. Now, he's 6'3", so he's another guy with size. The bigger question is, you know, like all these guys, is can, you know, will he be able to get through admissions? Because with the transfer portal, it's tricky. It's every time I talk to the staff, it's the BC thing, right? Everything can't be easy. So I'm not sure if either of these guys will be able to get through, but we'll have to wait and see. He's a guy that, you know, has some history. He's played a little bit. It's interesting that they're going for wide receivers, but we'll have to wait and see. Those are two names I'm watching for. Now, the bigger names, you know, the quarterback position, I think, is a big one. We have not heard any names connected to Boston College yet at that position, but I can tell you right now, that's going to be a position we're going to want to watch for. So this is AJ Black. Thank you all so much. If you enjoyed this episode, like the easiest way, and it doesn't cost you a cent, is to subscribe to this on YouTube and hit the like button. It pushes us up the algorithms, helps folks find us, and get those other BC fans out there on our page. We'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow's episode, we'll continue looking at the transfer portal. We'll break any news, and I'm sure it's going to happen, including some basketball news. I'm not sure if it's going to happen on Thursday or Friday, but there's going to be some big basketball news coming up soon. And we'll be all over that here on Locked On BC. Follow me on Twitter at @AJBlack_BC. I'll be losing my blue check mark probably in the next 2.5 hours. And honestly, folks, I don't care, but you can find me, just, you know where to get me, AJBlack_BC on Twitter. Thank you all so much. We'll see you again soon.